Question 10. Is there any proof in the Bible of a place called the Valley of Decision? Answer. Joel chapter 3, verse 14 is the only place in Scripture that speaks specifically of a place called the Valley of Decision. In this book, the prophet Joel wrote about the day of the Lord, judgment of the nations, and final redemption. One verse in the middle of chapter 3 reads, "Multitudes, multitudes in the Valley of Decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the Valley of Decision." The day of the Lord is painted by the prophet Joel as the day when the Lord will judge. The Jameson Fawcett Brown Bible Commentary says, "The prophet in vision, seeing the immense array of nations congregating, exclaims, 'Multitudes, multitudes,' a Hebraism for immense multitudes." Theologians assume that when Joel said Valley of Decision, he was figuratively referring to the Valley of Jehoshaphat that he mentioned earlier in chapter 3. Since the 4th century AD, the Valley of Jehoshaphat has been thought to be the Kidron Valley in Israel. The Kidron Valley runs north and south on the eastern side of Jerusalem, and it separates the Temple Mount and the Mount of Olives. It reaches into the Judean wilderness and ends at the Dead Sea. The spring of Gihon is located on the western slope. King Josiah burned the idols of Baal and Asherah in the Kidron Valley. In Josiah's day, the slopes of this area were the common cemetery of Jerusalem, and both Jews and Muslims are buried there to this day. Both Jews and Muslims also believe this valley to be the place of the final resurrection and judgment. Muslims believe that the scene of this judgment will be the bridge of Sirat, which is to stretch across the valley and divide heaven and hell. They believe that some will cross over to heaven in the wink of an eye, others as quick as lightning. Some will be safe and unharmed, some will receive scratches, and others will fall into hell. The word Jehoshaphat means Yahweh is judge, and the word decision is from a Hebrew word that means strict decision, sharp judgment, or threshing. The Bible speaks of threshing as the process of separating the grain from the stalk by using a long-handled tool called a winnowing fork to toss the grain against the wind. The word threshing is also a symbol of divine judgment, such as in Matthew 3, verse 12, which says, "His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." Putting all of this information together, we can see some physical and spiritual parallels between the Kidron Valley, the Valley of Jehoshaphat, and the Valley of Decision that God showed Ronnie. However, the place that Ronnie saw was not the Kidron Valley in Jerusalem. When Joel spoke of the Valley of Decision and the Valley of Jehoshaphat, he used the Hebrew word emek, E-M-E-K, for valley. This word means a deep, long, wide, open valley. However, the Hebrew word gay, G-A-Y-E, describes the Kidron Valley. This word means a narrow ravine, either between hills or through an open plain. The place that Ronnie saw was so deep and rocky that nobody could have climbed out. The Kidron Valley, on the other hand, is not that deep. David crossed the Kidron when he fled from Jerusalem during Absalom's revolt. Jesus and his disciples also crossed the Kidron Valley after leaving the upper room to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. It is evident from the word study that the Valley of Jehoshaphat, or Valley of Decision, is not the Kidron Valley. Is it possible that the prophet Joel saw the same place that Ronnie saw when he spoke of the Valley of Decision?